this with we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. Is this with we turn up the party? All night feels good, we can't decide it. Turn up the party, turn up the party. Party, party, turn up the party. Hello, everybody. It is October 4th. We're into the October season, 2018. This is Geeks Next Door, episode 130. How is everyone doing?
Bonjour. Bonjour.
Bonjour.
That's weird.
So is this the French-Canadian version of last week?
I think so.
That'd be awesome. That would be so cool.
No Ryan yet. Maybe he'll be along shortly. But until then... I don't know. What's happening? What's going on in the world? No, what's going on with you? What's going on with you, Adam? Tell me your day. How was your day? Was it a good day? Was it a bad day? On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being a shitty day and 10 being a great day, where did your day fall?
Like a 6. It was a long day. So, you know, it was all right, though.
Okay,
I'm not going to complain.
All right. What about you, Dave, too?
I put it at about an 8.
Oh, wow. Did you get laid?
No, that'd be like a 10.
Oh, that's a 10 day for you? Okay. Well, what's going on? Why was it a good day?
Well, work is very busy. I've been working 12-hour days, and today I said, I'm not going to do that. And so I worked a normal day, and then I came home, and then I did other things.
Okay.
So that's why it's an 8.
I'm going to assume other things is like masturbating. Dave, what about you? How was your day?
Not too bad. Yeah, it was just busy. Kind of tired, but not too bad.
Okay. On a scale of 1 to 10, if you're not Ryan, what would you put it at?
I would say a 6 and a 3.
Well, the first 8 hours I put in a 4. After that, I go ahead and put it
probably like 7.265.
I'll buy that. I'll buy that for $1. Good job. Apparently, it's National Taco Day, and I didn't know this.
What?
Yeah. What?
That's what somebody told me. I was making tacos anyways, and somebody told me, hey, are you making that for National Taco Day? And I was like, no.
The only real national day is Pi Day.
Today is National Taco Day 2018. Here's where you can get free tacos.
Why is 10-4 like Taco good, Day?
Because it's good buddy. Do you want a taco? 10-4 good buddy.
10-4 buddy. 4 good buddy.
Oh, it's National CV Day or Good Day. What's 10-4 mean? Like, I understand or...
Yeah, pretty much okay, yes. Oh. I understand.
Okay, so maybe that's why everybody had an okay day, because it was a 10-4 day.
Right.
10-4 good buddy.
Cool. I'll put my day, since you guys asked, around an 8. I thought it was a fine day. I took a little nap. I had to bring the kids to work this morning, the babies to work this morning, which sucks because I don't wake up well and then get up, you know, I don't go to bed well at like 2 and then wake up at 6. But I got a little nap, and I got to play D&D a little bit. Those guys did pretty good. They had a fun night, so... Good times.
Anybody die?
Nobody died. Somebody went unconscious from drow poison, but they got back up again, so...
Are they in the Strange?
Yes, they certainly are. They can only go in 3-day increments, though, because then they start to go crazy.
Let's go crazy.
Let's go get them.
Right.
They're now ours.
Or are you theirs?
No.
I don't know. They feeble-minded a drow today. It was pretty sweet. They're like, what do we do now? We got him for at least 30 days. I'm like, I don't know. Let's just carry him around. He can be our pack mule. Like, okay.
That's just mean.
Well, they're not necessarily the nicest group in the world. It's a drow. What do you mean it's mean?
Yeah, that's true.
So, at least they got that. So, okay.
Speaking of 80s porn stashes.
Oh my god, this guy, he's not even cleaning himself anymore. I can't even bear to look at him anymore.
Hey Ryan.
I think the porn stashes were from the 70s, and this is like a full on porn beard, so.
Hey Ryan, how's Mary?
What? Mary? Yeah. Good. I don't know. What do you mean?
You got the whole something about Mary thing going on.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's
true.
Ooh, that's gross.
All right, Ryan, welcome to the podcast. How was your day on a scale of 1 to 10?
I'll give it a 6.
All right. Cool. What happened? Anything good? Anything bad? Or just pretty much an average day?
It was a slightly below average day.
And so would that make it a 4?
Well, but generally it's good to be alive, so that puts it up in the 6. You know, like, even a below average day is better than below average. So my eyeball hurt today, which is really annoying, and I just didn't get a lot done. Just felt like one of those days where you're, like, trying to get stuff done and nothing's getting done. No. So it was a little frustrating.
That's too bad.
Otherwise, it was okay.
All right, well, you're bringing the podcast down. Everybody else had a good day? You could.
Jeez, Ryan. You should have said, like, tell me if you had a good day. It's like when you get rate an app online, it says, like, do you love us? And you say, yes. Please rate us. Or, do you true. Love us? No, then it doesn't ask you to rate you, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Sure. All right, so I think that's it. What else we got going on? How's the world? What's happening in pop culture? Tell me something fun. Okay.
I thought Ryan was going to start. He looked like he was going to say something fun, like he is so up to date on all things that are fun. But I thought he was going to start with something really cool.
No, you didn't think that.
I did.
No. I thought it gave you the opportunity, Ryan, because on Tuesday you said, you know what? I'm going to talk another 25 minutes about some sort of scientist and what they're doing.
Yeah, he did talk about that. Well, okay, we have an official name of the Star Wars series that is going to be coming out. And when it is set, it is called The Mandalorian. And it is specifically set after the fall of the Empire and Return of the Jedi, and but before the emergence of the First Order.
Okay. We lost Adam. Does anybody know this?
Yeah, Adam probably has to go.
Just want to make sure we know that. Okay, so hang on. Mandalorian reveals photo for... Okay, so it's after Empire.
Yep. Hold on.
After Jedi.
Something happened, and I disconnected from this call. What the fuck?
Oh, we noticed.
Yeah. You ruined it. That looks like an upside down phone.
Because Adam,
talk about Star Wars.
Adam will want to hear this most because he likes Star Wars most because everybody else is second only to Adam in Star Wars love. I'm sorry. Once you start thinking that you love the books, then you're second only to Adam.
I've read a lot of books as well.
No, you didn't. But you don't love the books as much as Adam.
I've also read the comics, so I have a different love than Adam.
You guys can be equal love. You're like a 6 love, he's like a 9 love. Okay. So what yes, together you make the perfect love.
Perfect love.
Adam, go ahead and explain that again. So I can get the name.
Okay. The official title is The Mandalorian. It takes place between Return of the Jedi and with the fall of the Empire, but before the emergence of the First Order. Okay. And we know that's about 30 years.
Okay, so back when I think it was actually interesting, and they glossed over it to go to the next movies, and they're like, there's another bad evil now, don't worry about it. And you're like, damn it, what happened? We didn't even win when we won?
Right. Yep. So the series will be written and then executive produced, but we knew by Iron Man director Jon Favreau, you know, so...
Whoa. Wasn't he... He was happy.
Oh, yes.
So explain to Ryan what a Mandalorian is, and explain it like EL5. Explain like he's 5.
Okay, Adam. Adam, Ryan. Explain to Ryan like he is a member of FedEx.
Hey, little guy. Mandalorian.
Imagine a race of humans on a planet called Mandalore. Those are Mandalorians.
You're not helping. Where do we see them in the Star Wars universe?
I'm 5 years old. Like, I'm kind of hungry. Can you give me a snack?
All right, so
I'm touching my penis.
Boba Fett wears Mandalorian armor.
He wears the Mandalorian armor. We don't know if he's actually a Mandalorian.
The article seems to hint that he's not.
Yes.
So, the Mandalorians were kind of a tribal race. I think it's like 2 or 3 tribes of the, like, a warring race, I think.
Yes.
On the planet Mandalore, during the Clone Wars, they got kind of taken out. Like, they tried to go against the Empire, and, like, a couple of their factions got fucked up, and a lot of them got taken out, so...
That's cool.
How would I call... I would say, imagine, like, cowboys. You know how cowboys want to be free and shit and do whatever they want? Like, they want to get into bar fights and be like, and just shoot that guy, and then be like, all right, cool, everyone just stops playing the piano, and then they go like, all right, play the piano again. They hate any kind of centralized government system. They kind of want to be free to do whatever they want. Their government is based on, like...
So they're brown, coats?
They're 100% brown coats, yes. Yes.
Okay. Yes.
But they're all, like, groups, and it, like, the groups fight over power and stuff, like, who's going to be in charge. It's all clan-based and stuff like that. But they've been around for a really, really long time, like... You don't have to be humans at all. They're just mostly humans. Like anyone can be part of the groups.
Yeah. Okay, so it's more like a guild than it is a race.
Absolutely like a guild.
Very good. Obi-Wan Kenobi had a romantic interest with one of the leaders of the clone or of the Mandalorians.
When? So, after fucking...
During the Clone Wars.
Oh, he's boning yes. one, huh? Yeah.
Well, he knew her well before that.
Right.
And this is the basis of what I think, who I think Rey's parents are.
Oh, see, look, I was wondering why you're bringing it up. That's interesting. Okay.
So, she was a Mandalorian princess, or a duchess, and he swooned her.
Okay, so hang on a second. This is interesting news to me. So when is this movie coming out?
It's going to be the show that's going to be on the
Disney app. Shit, when's it come out?
Next year sometime. Yeah, like mid-19.
So do we think that they might... If we figure out... I wonder if they're going to put stuff in there for like for Rey, if Adam's correct. That'd be fucking pretty good. That'd be pretty cool. Yeah.
You heard it here on the Geeks Next Door first.
Well, probably like 19th or whatever.
Yes, whenever we were in the line.
But that is pretty neat because there's a link there, right? Because that gets around the fact that Rey's just not a random nobody, and it gets around the fact that she's also not like part of the Skywalker lineage or anything. So that's kind of cool.
Right. That's what makes it like very specific why they said the Mandalorian. Mm-hmm. Why? Because that seems very specific.
Yeah.
Because they could have just been, like, cool. Like, they could have just named the bounty hunter or something like that if they wanted to follow a specific kind of bounty hunter or any of that.
Okay.
The other thing is there's a different character in Star Wars Rebels, which is the Disney cartoon.
It's animated.
But it's not. It's canon, so it's okay.
I know. I'm just pointing out that's animated, so most people don't want to watch it.
So it could be her, that character, which is Sabine Wren.
Satine
Wren. Sabine is her mom. So
that would suck because it's animated. Nobody wants to watch that.
So it could relate to her as well, but I'm not 100%.
Is she Mandalorian? I don't
know what's going on. Well, they're even talking.
She is Mandalorian.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
And they were talking that I read a few articles that this she could show up in this.
Well, I'm almost positive she will.
Okay, well, if she does, then I'll allow it because I don't have to go back and watch a cartoon made for children in order to get caught up on the Star Wars universe.
You know what's cool? It's right. Not just for children.
Tell me about it. I like my stories to have like time travel and phasers, but not cartoons. That's a good question, Dave. I was going to ask Ryan the same thing. What is his thought?
I think it sounds pretty cool. I think it's exciting that it could link to Rey. I think they'll probably still reveal her story in a movie, but they'll certainly foreshadowing makes for a much, much stronger reveal. And so I like Adam's theory. And I also like the vagueness of it, in the sense that, again, they can do whatever they want. Like they didn't give a shit away.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's people that are interesting. Sounds like they're interesting people, so that's cool.
Yeah.
Live free or die, kind of, you know, New Hampshire style. I like it.
Yeah. New Hampshire style.
New Hampshire style.
I don't know what New Hampshire style is.
That's their motto. That's the state motto of New Hampshire, live free or die.
Because when you think of rebels, you think of New Hampshire.
Yeah, they're all in their fancy like white houses, you know, with their bonnets on. Is what I, and then they're like, they got guns too.
Hey, what? When's the next Saga movie come out then?
May, right? Yeah, I think it's May.
Is it this May? Is it,
yeah.
Is it May already?
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I think you're right.
Wait, wait, wait. So we're gonna get Avengers Part 2 and the next Saga movie in May?
Oh, yeah. It's no, holy shit. Is it? It's December of next year. Sorry.
Yeah, that makes more sense. December. Okay. Yeah. So they might. They'll have time. To have this this show be out. And kind of doing foreshadowing stuff, maybe. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, they'll bring it out.
That's
sweeps.
Pretty money, actually. It's pretty money if they can do something like that. Good job, Disney.
I think it's really smart because what'll happen is like people that care a lot will like make these theories, watch the show, draw connections, say like, "Oh, this like totally fits," and so when they're right, they'll like it more.
Yes.
Like just like a psychological thing, I think people if they all of a sudden were like. His dad's a Mandalorian named Tom, and he's a pimp, you know? And then, like, they showed a picture of him, like, with a chick or something. Like, it's going to be like, what? Like, even if it was cool, but, like, the foreshadowing and people, like it's meta-foreshadowing. It's not even in the show. It's in the, like, sequence of things, I think, will make people be able to receive it very well because they warm up to the idea. As they discover it on the interwebs and share with friends and stuff like that.
Or it will completely backfire and flop, just like The Last Jedi.
But actually, if you looked at Last Jedi stuff, they're actually saying that a lot of the negative reviews, as they've been closing down like sites and emails and stuff like that that have been linked to troll accounts, like they're suggesting up to 50% of the reviews and stuff have been coming from accounts that were specifically made to troll.
Really?
Yep.
It's the same thing that's happening with a certain movie that opened today as well.
The internet? Really? Doing such a thing?
Venom. Yeah.
Venom.
Well, I do see an article that says, we didn't need Russians to convince us that The Last Jedi was bad.
That's
another troll account.
Last Jedi. Last Jedi made more money than Rogue One. So I'm just going to put that out there.
I'm going to say fake news.
You can say it failed all you want. Made more money than Rogue One. So
yeah.
I mean, I wish it was. I wish I loved it.
Proof is in the pudding, and by pudding I mean money.
Like if you were to rank us in like the order of the five, who likes Star Wars the most and who likes Star Wars the least? I think Ryan, you just be at the bottom. It's just the way you are. It's not like a negative thing.
That's probably true, but I also would say that I've watched them all and I'm capable of reviewing the movie on its content. And
no, you're not. You're a troll. No, you're a Russian troll.
But the thing is, your opinion is like valued the least amount, though, when it comes to Star Wars.
I think I represent the common man, and so then my opinion actually, since you guys are in the top 1% of Star Wars liking, and I can represent the 99%.
Do you want to represent the 99% right now?
Well, I someone
like
has
the
to.
I'm 5%, Ryan.
Someone has to. No, I put Ryan at the 61% of Star Wars fans.
You are like
you
the
underestimate
girl,
how
like,
nerdy you guys are. I'm Ryan? Easily in the top, you know, easily in the top 3%.
We underestimate how nerdy we are. How dare you?
Yes.
You are like the
how
girlfriend.
Dare you, sir.
You're like the girlfriend that got dragged to go see Star Wars.
No.
Again, you have a skewed view of reality.
No. I'm pretty sure that's right.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure we're right. Yeah, Ryan. Sorry.
Speaking of
the five kings of voting.
Speaking of Venom, I saw a really good thing, a really good headline that encompassed what I feel of Venom. I haven't seen it yet, obviously. I'm looking forward to trying to see it. But it said, Venom is a movie that belonged in the 2000s. And that's exactly what I feel about Venom. Like, it feels like it should have been a movie that was made in, like, 2004, doesn't it? It's, like, kind of standalone-ish in its own thing.
I don't know. Gotta see it.
But the thing is, Venom is such a 90s-ass 90s character. Mm. Where it's like, oh man, look at me, I'm edgy and I'm cool and I'm an anti-hero and I'm like
I got a lot of angst.
Right, and it's just like, ugh, I just don't
and more angst.
I do think that one guy makes it like I think they cast him well as Brock, what's his name, because I think that's he seems like a good guy for
Eddie,
that.
Eddie Brock.
Yeah, Eddie Brock. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. don't know. What, have we seen that movie anytime? Never, ever?
Well, you ditched out on some shit tomorrow.
So. Hey, I didn't do shit. You know this, brother.
Hey,
I didn't do shit.
It doesn't matter. You know what? You get negative points.
How dare you? How dare you?
You should show up.
I'm showing up to my wife's thing.
Yeah, see? The thing that she started... So that I have to, like, I'm going to it.
Hey, you can back out.
No, I can't. That's a dickish move. That's, like, super dickish.
Hey, whatever. You're kind of
I'll
a super
like,
dick.
This is what Chris Banks and Amy do. Bye.
It's true. Anyways, let's move on.
I cleared my night for tomorrow night. Oh, well.
Oh, you're going to be there by yourself. You and Adam.
Yeah, well, you didn't send any emails or anything, Dave, so...
We can go Saturday.
Yeah, we can go Saturday.
What about Saturday?
I can't Saturday.
Oh, you should have cleared Saturday.
Yeah. Oh, man, really fucked this one up. Adam can go even.
Probably.
Yeah, Adam can go. Ryan said he could go too. Oh, Ryan, I can go Saturday or Sunday. Good job, probably. Ryan.
What are we talking about? I'm so confused, actually.
Good job, Ryan.
Surprises nobody.
We're talking about going to see Star Wars.
What are you doing Saturday there, Dave?
According to Hannah, I'm painting the office.
At night? What the fuck? You're going to paint the office at 9 p.m.?
And I'm trying to get some shed time in.
At 9 p.m.?
As well.
During the day.
We're not going at a matinee, motherfucker. We're going at like 9 o'clock. Jesus Christ.
It's the only
Ryan's
time
that Ryan's
the kids
are the only kids that are up until like midnight.
Dave's like, God,
off a hooker's ass, fucking partying.
God damn it, I get to have sex once a month. It's the first Saturday of the month, and I'm not going to fucking movie.
Right, June's out there firing apples out of like wrist rockets at fucking shit. Now that she's got a taste for blood, she's cool. And Leo's like, I'm going to get my dad, my mom, and she's just popping off shots, pop, 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 and then running back up to his room. And
what happened? How does this happen? Why are my kids going crazy?
Because they're up so late.
Because they're up so late. Right. And they did. And the reason they're up so late is because they're doing coke off of hookers.
Blow.
Ryan.
I like Ryan's like,
Have your kids fallen in the big giant pit next to your house yet?
There is a big pit next to my house. You see that when you drive by?
God damn it. Yes. That's why I asked.
There's the people... Someone bought the lot that was two lots away from us. And before, it was trees. It was like a nice little tree line. And now they're fucking tore down all the trees. And it's a big hill, so they're actually digging it so that there's a flat spot. So they're basically digging a huge hole. But what's weird is, like, if a car was on the frontage road and, like, turned and fell off the road, they'd land. Now they'd land on someone's house. You know, it's like, because, like, it goes from road to house. It'll be interesting, like, to see what they do. Because it's like a
pit. Like in fucking...
fucking Daredevil.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you going to have to pay less to have somebody shovel your driveway now?
We're just going to shovel snow into the pit. Put it in the pit.
Fill up the fucking pit.
Shove it in the bottomless pit.
That'd be
we keep shoving snow in there, but it keeps going away. Like, yeah, because it melts. Like,
nope, it's bottomless. Bottomless.
It's like the Grand Canyon. It's warmer in the bottom than it is at the top.
Is that a true statement?
It is.
Why is that?
I
want to hear Adam. I want to hear Adam's description. Hang on, guys. Let Adam answer.
Atmosphere? I have no idea.
Okay, just making sure.
That's
the answer I wanted, actually. I didn't really care. I just wanted to hear what Adam would say.
I don't know how that is either. That's interesting. I wonder if it's just because the air is cold and like the rocks absorb sunlight and then, you know, that's what makes it warm near the ground. That's my guess. I don't know.
All I know is the bottom is desert and the top is high desert?
It's because of the wind. It's like wind will blow across the top, and the bottom, there's no wind blowing because there's giant cliff faces.
Yeah, but it seems like you would make wind, like, it would direct wind easier. You know, if you put air current down there, it would be like super force-filled wind because it's in a current. But I guess it's pretty wide, so, and it's got a lot of places to go. So never mind.
That's one of my childhood memories is back in the day when I was, like, I don't know, 13 or something, my dad took us to the Grand Canyon. And we took an airplane to fly the Grand Canyon, but you can't go over the middle of it because of the wind currents. So you go around it, and the guy sitting next to me puked. Because the bumps, like, you would literally fall like 500 feet and then climb back up and fall, like, just because of the air currents.
That's pretty funny.
And the plane was small, and the guy puked.
Man, you're fucking privileged. When I was 13, my dad brought me to see Harry and the Hendersons, and that's like the only movie we ever saw.
Remember this well, boy.
It's the only movie you will ever see as our family.
Right.
Oh.
Remember this well. I crushed him.
And only crushed him into the dirt. The only reason we watched that movie is because we won tickets on KDWB.
So he didn't even buy them.
No, they didn't even buy fucking tickets for us.
He was probably annoyed the whole time.
Oh, shit.
Gotta I think he go slept out. The whole time, honestly.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
That's funny.
Hey, let me ask you guys a question. As you think about what's going on, I'm going to the comic book shoppy tomorrow. What should I get? What is something out that you think I would enjoy, or something new or different that doesn't have Batman's cock in it?
All right. If you scroll all the way to the bottom, Dave and I listened to a podcast the other day about this, and the guy who, let's see, this guy created a Rick and Morty and Dungeons and Dragons crossover.
Huh.
Comic book.
Whoa. This has a beholder on the picture.
Yeah.
That's fucking intellectual property of Wizards of the Coast. They must have had to get permission for that.
Yeah. Apparently Wizards is, like, really open when it comes to shit like that.
They are, except for fucking their intellectual property. Like, we're like right. A beholder. Like, beholder's one of the, like, four things you can't use in the Monsters Manual is open source. That's why I think right. It's weird.
I think it's probably because Gygax did it, but...
Look, they own that shit.
So, I guess this is like a four-part series.
Okay.
So, it looks pretty good.
It's a comic book?
Yeah, it's a comic book.
Okay, I'll write that as my maybe. Anybody else got something I should get?
There is no maybe. You need to get this.
I don't know how good it is.
It might be a piece of shit. I don't know.
It's Rick and Morty and D&D.
Yeah, but sometimes you put two great tastes and they don't go great together.
Like like Caramella and Ryan.
you like D&D.
He does not like caramel.
So, like what are you kind of looking for? Just give me three keywords.
Interesting. Right. Oh, okay. Sorry. Go ahead, Ryan.
I was going to go with underdog.
Okay.
Not. And... Boobs.
Mr. Not Man attacks boobalicious lady. An underdog tale.
I think is a comic.
I mean, you could go ahead and put that challenge out there. I like to point out that I'm the one going to the comic book shop, though.
Well, if you find one, if you find the one, Dave, buy it for me, okay?
Okay.
Chris, you need to put this on Ryan's holiday wish list.
I can do that. Knots, boobs, underdog.
Knots, boobs, and underdog.
Alright, I can do that. Now, okay, so let me tell you about my trip to the comic book store, right? So, like anybody who's not super into comics, just likes to read them occasionally, I am ending some of my pull list because a few of them have ended. I'm just kind of done with them. I don't really need anymore. Yep. So I'd like to replace a few of them, but the thing is, when you go to a comic book store, and I even asked the guys this, like, well, how do you know what to get? And he's like, I don't know. You just got to kind of learn what you like and through trial and error. But what if you don't like to try and error and you just want a recommendation from somebody? That's what I'm looking for.
So I follow authors now. Like, I used to follow artists back when I was younger because art was like, oh, look how awesome that is. That dude's like got like cool guns and he's doing cool stuff, right? But now I just follow authors, I think, is where I go. And then I, you know, peruse a lot. Like, I'll read the first, you know, pages, you know, few pages of a book, and then I'll check it out. And they've gotten really good at the first trade paperback of something is usually like $9.95, and it'll be like five issues, which is pretty good.
Really? Oh, yeah. That's the first trade paragraph. Yeah. I hardly ever get trade paperbacks. I don't know why. I've just been getting the kind of... And that's not for any particular reason I know of, other than the fact that I just haven't.
Right.
But I would like something a little more adult or grown up or, cool. You know what I mean? Something more, yep. Not serious, but I don't want to even say dark. I just want something a little more DC rather than Marvel in tone.
Okay. Okay. Then I would suggest.
And no Batman cock.
It is one of my, I really, really like it.
I'm open to
like
Batman a lot.
Cock. Is Saga. It's just a really, really good, and I think it fits, if I can remember, it fits everything that Ryan wants. What did you want, Ryan? Underdog?
Underdog.
Nice. Okay, basically, yep, basically, there, it's sci-fi, like a space opera-y kind of thing, where it's like there's a bunch of guys that were on a moon who declared war on their planet, on the planet, because the planet was all that, and it has a little, like, Romeo and Juliet in there, where it's like people from opposite sides, they end up tying the knot.
Hmm.
You know, and what was the last one?
Boobs.
Boobs.
Oh, there's, shit!
There is nudity in it.
Yeah, and she's fucking nursing a baby right in the cover of this one.
On the cover of the episode of issue one.
So her boobs out. Oh my god, this has everything.
Like.
That's awesome. Okay, so this has been out for a while. So they'll probably have, they might actually have trade paperbacks of the first few issues, or.
Yep. And okay. The first one is $9.95. Yep.
Okay. I will look into it. If they have it, I'll pick it up, and I'll give you a review next week.
And, I mean, it is it's Brian K. Vaughan, which, like, he basically created The Runaways, which is the Marvel thing with the kids who were parents are supervillains. He did Why the Last Man, where a plague happens, and the only thing on the planet with a Y chromosome that survived was this one guy and his capuchin monkey. And they get adventures and stuff like that, and it's just weird how, like, the world descends into basically the same shit if women are in charge. They try really hard to be the same, to be all, like, caring and motherly and stuff like that, but there's still asshole women that want to do the same thing, which is pretty good.
I like that Rick and Morty episode of when they're on the woman planet. Like, yep. I'm here if you want to talk. I'm here if you want to talk.
But yes. Yeah, so it's. I think you really, I really like it a lot.
Okay, I'll give it a shot if they have it. I mean, I'm guessing they might not have the first trade paperback, but something I can look into anyways. Okay, cool. Thanks, I appreciate that.
But it fit all of Ryan's criteria too.
That's true.
Good work.
Yep.
This dude's got like horns.
Yeah, his name's Marco. He's cute.
Okay. Does she have wings?
Yep.
Okay. Looks good. I'll check it out. All right, cool. What else is in the world?
What is that? Is that a sweet Aquaman poster?
It's a sweet Aquaman poster.
Yeah, they released a new poster today. The big thing that people were calling attention to is it actually looks like his classic comic armor.
It does.
When you look at the gauntlet. And then the orange sleeve.
Definitely. Yeah,
oh,
right.
That's cool.
What I find weird is the trident in the Justice League movie had five tines, and this only has three.
Mm-hmm. He got a new artifact, mm-hmm. I guess. Interesting.
Right.
Cool.
So that was released today. A lot of discussion on that. There's also been a lot of discussion. I know last week we talked a little bit about the Dark Phoenix trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And that had came out, and we were like, hey, it's February. Well, now it looks like it's being moved to June.
Ooh, is that because it sucks?
Well, it wasn't February, which is the month they go to let things die, and June is like the middle of the year, which is like that means they might have more hope for it than expected.
Yeah, they are doing some reshoots, and I think some of it also has to do with the whole Disney takeover as well, trying to get the Disney spin on it to hopefully make it better.
One of them's going to be a princess?
That'd be fucking sweet. It's like, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do the Disney spin. First of all, reshoot everything. Start over.
Yeah. Just redo it. So yeah, so not only is that one, not only is that movie affected, but they're also talking like the Gambit movie and pretty much any Fox property that is kind of being delayed right now.
Interesting. Yeah, I bet that does have something to do with the fact that they're like, let's make these better. I mean, here's what you gave us. We now own them. We're going to make them better.
Right. Yeah.
Which is, it's actually a hopeful sign for me rather than just, I don't know, letting her parents die and her becoming a princess. That team, I will watch that show. I will watch it. Sorry. Hello.
Okay. What else did I have on here? Oh, Netflix announced that they acquired the rights to the Chronicles of Narnia.
Oh, I love that show.
So they're actually going to recreate new movies based off the books and TV series. So they haven't really nailed down exactly what it's all going to be, but it's Netflix. They're going to throw money at it.
There going to be a lion, a witch, and a wardrobe?
I fucking certainly hope so.
I don't see why you would not restart the whole thing. if you got the money.
Everything going to be a overtly Catholic?
I hope not.
I hope so. I hope so. I put a lion here to lay down my...
I'll lay my life down for you. I'll resurrect, yay! And Santa Claus isn't real.
Santa Claus isn't real.
What else did I see today? Or this was yesterday. They're gonna make a Mega Man movie, live action Mega Man movie. No,
I will watch the shit out of this. If he goes around collecting powers and using those powers like Leaf Power to attack another guy, I will Snake watch Man. This show.
It'll be a 20th Century Fox movie.
Fag. Oh, I saw what you did there.
Led by Capcom. It says it's supposed to appeal to a diverse audience, including not only game players, but action movie fans as well.
Yeah, it's bullshit. It's for game players.
It's solely for game players. Especially since Mega Man 11 just came out.
Right.
So, I thought that would be kind of... thought that was kind of funny.
All right, so what movies has Capcom had in the past? Street Fighter, maybe?
Street Fighter?
Yeah.
Resident Evil.
And Street Fighter.
I'm going to say Street Fighter.
The Resident Evil movies weren't that bad.
No, they're fine. I didn't hate them.
Street Fighter was. Raul Julia as...
Oh, you don't say anything about that guy. Let's see. Back in the day, Super Mario Brothers.
Wait, which one? Yes. Which one?
I'm just like the... I'm just saying, I'm trying to go find all the good ones. I just like that there's Double Dragon. Wow, we should really do this. I think this would be a fun thing, is watch movies based on video games.
That would be a good marathon.
I haven't seen Assassin's Creed yet. I'll watch that one. It's based on
I think I watched parts of it.
It's okay. Like, whatever, the Prince of Persia one with, like, what's his face?
Jake Gyllenhaal.
What, that wasn't terrible. Like, that had like
some
time travel.
Better.
Wait a minute, that had time travel. That had some knots. Mm. It's almost like we got to just start using Ryan's three criteria for everything. I think
it's surprisingly diverse.
Underdog.
Underdog. But yes. Yeah, so that's interesting. I would probably watch Mega Man. But it's live action. I just don't know how it's going to work that way.
Well, it might have. I mean, it'll probably have a mix of CGI, like the World of Warcraft movie, right? It's going to have some mix of that.
But like, his design is very small and cartoonish and stuff like that. Like, trying to make that imagine trying to make that bluish suit and put it on like a life size guy, and it's just going to look really weird and cheesy.
Like Tron.
Well, and you got to get a flying robot dog.
Right.
And a robot girlfriend.
And Dr. Wily, yes.
I could see Mega Man almost being motion capture.
Okay, sure.
What does that mean?
It's like stop motion stuff, like, you know, fucking...
Gollum.
It's all like Gollum or fucking Monkey Man.
You know, like Claymation and Jason the Argonauts.
Right? Ash.
Catch him.
Oh, wait, no, I mean like Evil Dead. the skeletons in Evil Dead were stop motion.
Yes.
Stop motion.
Yes.
I was confused. Like Ash was stop motion?
What are you talking about?
No, but let's get the hell out of here. Yeah,
that part is great.
It could be like Bebo, Boobo. What the fuck's that owl's name?
From Jason the Argonauts? Boobo, boobo, boobo. I don't know. That fucking brass bird or whatever. Yeah, brass owl, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. Ugh. What is this Saturday Night Live Digital Sword? If you say it's been like 20 years, I'm going to be very sad.
No, I just put it on there because it's the Chronicles of Narnia. Oh. The Chronic Chronicles of Narnia.
I was going to say, if it's been like 20 years, I'm like, fuck, holy shit.
It might be close. When the fuck was that? The Chronic? That was a long time ago.
05? The clip says 05. That can't be right.
No, that's probably right, honestly. Yeah, that's a long time ago, but
15 years.
13 years, yeah, that's about right. 13, sir, 13.
It feels like 15.
I'm rounding up to the nearest 15.
It feels like 22.
It's a long time, but yeah, anyways. No, that was, goddamn, that, yeah. All right, cool. Tell me about fucking Marvel on Netflix. Tell me more.
Would you like to know more?
So I posted the new Daredevil trailer, because Daredevil comes out in a couple weeks, season 3.
I'm still on fucking Iron Fist.
So you got past Luke Cage, though.
We finished it, yes.
So you got time,
Not really. Couple weeks.
It definitely is setting up that Daredevil is the nemesis of the city, and at the very end, we get... spoiler, 2 Daredevils.
Mm.
Are they both blind?
Is Fisk fucking setting people up and shit? You know he is.
Yes. It's
basically, yes. In the trailer, basically, Fisk says, like, prison has changed me and stuff like that. I want to change, you know, whatever. He says whatever to get himself out of prison, to bring down the man, the Daredevil.
Yep.
And stuff like that.
Okay.
By making him public enemy number one.
I'm wondering, there was a rumor that Bullseye is supposed to be in this season, and I'm wondering if it's Bullseye disguised as Daredevil.
Oh, could be, sure.
Did you watch the trailer?
Why?
Not the full thing.
Okay, because if you watch the full trailer, he's throwing things with an incredible sense of accuracy.
That's such a fucking C-villain, too. Let's use Bullseye.
Well, that's what made me think it, because he throws the baton, and Matt Murdock catches it.
Yes.
That's cool.
You know, from hitting someone else.
I'll have to watch this trailer. It's going to be amazing. But hey, at the end of Defenders, what happened with Daredevil? Was he still around?
Died.
He died. Like, they think he died.
Everyone thinks he died.
Okay, yeah, because Luke Cage said something to Danny. He's like, oh, that Daredevil star or something like that. Or Matt Murdock. He mentioned Matt Murdock, and I was like, what the fuck? I don't remember. They think he died. Everyone thinks he's dead.
And there's some callbacks in Iron Fist
Fist is saying, like, you know, Matt told, you know, Daredevil told me to protect his city.
Okay.
Stuff like that. Gotcha. But then if you watch through all the credits, you see him inside, like, a room, crucifix on the wall, all bloodied, beaten, wrapped up, but cleaned up, and then, you know, what you think is a nun walking in. And then
I remember that part. I just didn't remember.
Which we all think is his mom.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Okay. Just making sure, because it had been such a long time since I watched it. God, they should put all those together in like one continuous show. I think it'd be awesome. They do. It's called Netflix. I love it.
Have you ever thought that we are having a real life Wilson Fisk Kingpin moment in the U.S.?
I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about it.
We totally need a Daredevil.
So. Ooh, that's a good point. Maybe we need somebody to take people out, like fucking Daredevil style.
Right.
Adam, are you volunteering?
I'm not sacrificing my vision.
FedEx truck into the White House.
I'm going to need you to go on the internet and get the plans to 3D print various guns.
You know, we're already on all the watch lists right now, right?
Right, and then in, you know...
That's why Ryan's keeping his mouth shut.
When your 3D printer finally finishes printing, Right. It's like, ready?
I do feel better about... about
super slowly. Super, like, yes!
I do.
Hopefully it's time to cool down.
What was the fucking... Lost in Space. The new Lost in Space. They, like, 3D printed, like, a gun, and it took, like, several hours. I was like, this is future technology. Why would it take that long? I was like, oh, so it normally takes, like, 16 weeks, and in the future it takes, like, 8 hours. That makes sense.
Right. That's kind of interesting. It is. Chris, how's that shed working?
It's going good. It's going good, man. I would like to be further, but it's life.
I found a way how to further your progression.
Does it involve robots?
It involves a robot!
Okay.
A humanoid construction robot. Did you look at this video yet?
No, I'll watch it right now as you talk.
It's pretty awesome. It's like,
this is terrifying.
It's a robot.
It's fucking terrifying. Are you kidding me?
That pretty much picks up a sheet of plywood.
Hey, he can fucking do the sheetrock. Get this robot to do the sheetrock.
Right?
Ryan?
It's even worse that its fucking tools are inside of it.
Right?
Is it worse or better?
Because it could turn on you and just destroy you.
It's pretty badass.
But I do like where it's like...
got its own hands.
Japanese
and
need this because of their declining birth rate. Population. Yeah.
I just thought this was pretty badass.
It is pretty cool.
It is cool. I don't know. It's probably like a super prototype, but it's pretty... a good super early prototype.
It's pretty neat. I like it. I'm going to start digging a hole pretty soon because it's going to be winter and I need a hole dug before the winter.
Yeah, I was thinking about that.
So I'll probably dig a hole a few days here. Take a day off work and dig a hole. After Monday, because Monday is when they're coming to tell me where the lines are.
Just start digging!
It's only got to be like 18 inches deep.
Okay, I know how long that is. I'm an expert at 18 inches.
No, you're using the wrong size ruler. The one I got you is a fake.
Oh, no, it's actually 2 inches.
I think that's the
inches.
Greatest idea.
I was confused, 2 inches and 18 inches.
I think that's the ruler Jeremy was using to measure the... the
could be 4 and 6 or whatever.
Shed.
Yeah, it was 12.
Yeah, 12 and 12, 16.
14.
It's fine.
It's fine, it's fine. All right, okay. So who's all ready for Sunday?
What's football?
Football?
12:45 Central Standard Time.
Doctor Who.
Doctor Who.
Wait, it's going to be in the afternoon?
It's the global premiere. It's global time.
What it's the fuck? All, so if you're in England, you got to watch it at 6:45 in the morning? Oh, no.
It's 6:45
at night. Okay.
Yeah, they get it at the regular
time. Oh, okay. We get it at 12:45. That's kind of neat. I don't think I'll be able to watch it at that time, but it's kind of cool.
Right. But then afterwards, then it will show at regular time.
They need to do something where, like, each time zone it's slightly different because of the time effect and timey-wiminess. That would be awesome. I don't know how.
Of all the shows that would do that, yeah.
Yeah. Like the fucking broadcast that goes to Central Time has something else happen, and you're like, oh, that'd be sweet. They should do that.
That'd be hard.
It would be very hard, being it's the same signal, but it'd be cool.
I mean, it'd be awesome if they could do it, but...
maybe, like, in the end credit trailer or something, they could cut a different signal. God damn, they should hire me.
It's a great idea.
BBC, I'll work for
hire
peanuts.
This man.
As long as they're gold peanuts.
But, speaking of television shows and whatnot, Black Mirror Season 5, the new series will feature a choose-your-own-adventure episode.
I'm looking forward to this, like, a lot. I don't know what's going to do, right. But I'm looking forward to it.
Basically, what they've been doing is Netflix has been experimenting with interactive episodes of television before, but they've only been, like, kid shows. Like, you know, Shred, Puss in Boots, and stuff like that, and another animated series.
Leo watched one of those.
So did Persephone.
It was like a Kong show or something, and like occasionally you get a pick, like, do you want to watch Kong beat the rhinoceros with this belt or this helmet or something, and then you could watch a video.
He was watching some violent shows, man.
No kidding, man.
Wow. Yeah, I was like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, maybe we should not let Leo watch these things.
Maybe that's why he's beating kids with helmets at school.
That's cool. I want. Do you need that?
Oh, wait, I want to hear more.
What happened?
Wait, so do you need an interface device, or will your remote work for it?
Well, people use a remote.
Okay, because yeah, I remember Persephone used to watch the show. She just started watching the show where she had an iPad, and the show would be like, push the triangle, and she has to push the triangle on the iPad or whatever, and then it lights up. It doesn't actually interact with the TV, but it makes it so it kind of interacts with the TV.
Right.
It reinforces poor decisions if they get it wrong all the time.
Well, they're like, good job!
I pushed triangle! No, that was actually a circle, kid.
Oh, yeah, I wonder if, like, what was it? Like, Dora the Explorer and the, what is that, pirate one? You know that pirate
Jake
one?
Jake and the Neverland Pirates.
They would do the thing where they would say, like, are you guys ready to go on an adventure?
Well, are you?
All right! And then, like my kids would just be tired and not say anything, so they're just this long, awkward pause, and they're like
they'll answer. I don't have to do anything. They'll just answer.
They know. They're not listening.
There was another SNL sketch that dealt with that with Dora the Explorer. She's like, "Are you ready to have geothermal nuclear war if we don't do the right thing?" Well, are you? Answer me. It was pretty good.
Should I drink this empty? Should I drink this vial of poison?
If you don't say it, I will.
Right.
Yeah, it was fun. Anyways, this sounds cool. I'm looking forward to this. I will say that.
But you know what's going to happen? You're going to watch through and it's going to be like... It's going to die. And you're like, fuck, I got to restart this episode.
But you can't actually... Yeah, you can't hold your finger in the page for this. You got to start all the way over.
Right, and at the end, no matter what it ends, it's all like, oh, sorry, you got to fuck a pig. You're like, no! No matter what. First episode, you get two choices. Fuck a pig. Shit! And fuck a pig. Sorry.
Yeah, no, that'd be cool. But it is good. I wonder how long the episodes will be, because, yeah, that's going to be a natural inclination to be like, I'm going to go back and watch and see what my other choices do, kind of a thing.
Right, yeah, right.
What was the name of that video game back in the day? Dragon...
Quest?
Is it Dun...
It's Dragon Slayer, is what you're talking about.
That's what it is.
But now if they did it right, they would have to go let's have, I don't know, five or six choices throughout the thing, but then every choice they have to film like a shit ton of stuff, so it's like you couldn't just go like, nah, let's choose all the left hand side and watch it, and then I'll choose the right hand side, let's choose if you chose left and then right and stuff, they'll have differing branches, so it's like you could have, the last section could have 48 variations, and you're like, yeah, now it'll make you have to look into that.
If that's the case, it should be like a 10-minute episode, because that would be so hard for them to fucking film all the shit.
Unless Black Mirror,
season
right.
5 is just like just that episode for season 5.
Oh. That would actually be cool. Like, you make choices throughout, the episode plays out, but based on the choices you made through the first episode, it would bring you to a second episode, which is different than...
That would be neat. And take a lot of time and effort.
Yeah.
Hey, Netflix, you have a lot of money. You get, a bunch of money from me a month. Like, negligible amount.
Multiplied by, millions, though.
Right. Multiplied by most everyone in the world.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like Amazon Prime. I don't know when it switched.
Oh, that didn't work.
Amazon Prime definitely worked. I don't know when it switched, but it came to a point where everybody I know has Amazon Prime, where it started with everybody, hardly anybody I know has Amazon Prime. You know, it's become to a point where over half the people I meet have Amazon Prime.
Oh, yeah. It's just rare. I rarely talk to someone who doesn't have Amazon Prime.
Right, but when did that switch? Because there was a point where, nobody had it. People were like, what, you're going to pay $50 a month just to have Amazon Prime? You know what I mean?
Sure.
Yeah. But then you go, hey, you know, at Christmas... When I fucked up and didn't order a lot of things until the last minute, needed them for 3 days. You know who could get them in 3 days? This guy, because he has Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
What's that, Adam?
That's on the back of Adam.
That is a stupid idea. Stupidest thing I've ever heard you say.
Do you deliver to my house?
Nope, but then my it doesn't affect you. Companions do.
Let me ask you guys about the social justice aspect of Amazon. Can I? Is that okay?
Yep. Sure.
Okay. So Amazon recently increased their hourly wage for all employees to $15 an hour, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The true statement. So I was talking at work about using Amazon and how much I use Amazon. And for work, I actually put in like 4 orders for Amazon because it's set up for my work. I just change the address, change the billing pattern, and it goes right through. And I was mentioning, I said, yeah, I think I've used Amazon like 4 times this month. And somebody was like, shouldn't we be supporting local business more? And I said to myself, I says, they use local business. They are a local business. They employ people locally. And they're taking care of their, like, if I went and ordered from like Walmart, that's worse, isn't it? Because they're paying their people like $7 an hour. So
Walmart actually pays pretty decent.
No, they don't. They pay their managers a medium and up decent, but their normal hourly people don't really get it.
Yeah. Oh, it's Costco. No, which one is it?
Costco is known to be a good place to work.
Yeah, actually.
Maybe that's it.
So
sorry.
My point being, like, I don't know. They are employing people locally. They're getting them a living wage. It seems like they're no longer a bad guy on my list. So I don't know what you guys think. I'm just curious what you guys think.
Yeah. I don't think that that's enough. I think they took a lot of heat for paying people poorly while Jeff Bezos was making like $1 trillion every millisecond. So they did some changes, but I'm not sure that they're like good for the world. On the flip side, I'm not 100% sure that the whole buy local is actually...
I'm either. I don't know. I don't know
fully
if it's either.
Good either. You know, I mean, I guess you see the impact right away, but I don't know. It's like someone in China who you're buying from also probably enjoys like eating, and so it's good to buy from them too, right? I don't know. You know, it's kind of, is it more selfish to buy local?
I know.
Is it like saying like only buy, is it like nepotism, but not quite nepotism?
My people
only
are more
buy
important.
From your cousins.
Yeah.
Okay. And now, you know, if you don't keep mind or whatever, what were you buying?
I bought a lot of things. I bought some fucking chemicals. I bought some electronics, bought stuff like that.
Okay. Not made here.
Oh, it's stuff I could purchase here, but I would purchase at a place like Target or something.
But yes, but they would also be purchasing probably from the same place Amazon is, but you're not paying the markup.
Like, is it a bad thing to have one or two giant conglomerates that take care of their people that make stuff for everybody to purchase easily?
Well, I think it's probably bad, but it's not. I don't think you can fix it. So that's sort of the trick in it.
Well, that's not a good argument.
I think it's bad, but...
Because my...
I think it is.
No, because me... That's like saying, I can't do anything about it. Why should I? I mean, I don't like that. Of course you can do. If everybody doesn't say that, if everybody tries to do something about it, then it'll definitely do something, right? Like, if everybody decides no longer to use Amazon, then Amazon will fold.
Sure, but...
It's like Sears.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Amazon is a modern-day Montgomery Ward and Sears.
I guess that catalog and everything, sure.
So, essentially, yeah, they lived off the catalog, but the catalog went digital. So, I mean, back in the day, Sears delivered everything from fucking kitchen shit to houses.
Right. Yeah, sure, they did. You're right. And I'm curious if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Now, it does drive out small businesses. I know that for sure. It's just like Walmart does or any other Costco or something.
Well, let me explain what I was going to say. I was going to say that I think that them being big as a place to buy stuff, I don't think is bad. I think the side effects of them being big and having immense amount of power to do evil things because they're so huge is the problem. But I think that problem can't be solved as well by individuals as it can be by, like, monopoly laws and things like that. And I don't think, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think helping local businesses does it a little bit, but, like, essentially the advantages that a super huge company has can allow them to do things that are shady, and that's the risk, I think, more than it is that buying from, let's say they're perfectly good and they always are nice to people, but they want to get the best deal and they push for the best prices. That's fine, then buy from them. It's the, now their power to like say like, excuse me, Senator, you're going to vote this way on this next bill. And they're like, yes, Jeff, because, you know, fucking Jeff, he probably could do anything he wants, you know, because he's uber rich. That's the part I think is bad. but the otherwise economically, I'm not sure it is. Be interesting to hear what the economists say about that.
Yeah, no, I agree with you 100%, except for the fact that I do believe that it's on the onus on the individual to not use something that they see as corrupt or wrong, because otherwise you're just saying, oh, I can't do anything about it, fuck it. That's like voting, too. I can't do anything about it, fuck it.
Well, I just don't think... I think you should vote by saying, hey, we're fine with Amazon getting big, but we need to make sure that they can't abuse their power. Or, you know, like so the vote would be going towards supporting regulations or supporting campaign finance, like not allowing corporations to be able to buy votes, that kind of thing. That's where I see the problem. That problem exists, and I think when you say, oh, instead I'm going to shop locally, and the local store then orders the shit on Amazon, like you're basically, you're actually not doing as much as directly attacking the problem, which isn't the bigness of the company or the company itself, but the...
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
I do. Yeah. I don't know. So, like, but I do feel different when I buy from a small store, but I also feel kind of bad when I buy from a small store. So I bought a D&D book from Phoenix Games in Osseo. It cost $43 when I could have got it on Amazon for $31. But I feel like at least maybe this will help them directly stay open, you know?
Yeah. Right. See, I think there's a thing, if you go to those stores and like to browse and like to hang out, then supporting them because you like that experience makes a lot of sense.
Sure. It's actually the same thing with comic book stores. Like, it is so much easier to find what I want online at a online comic book store and order it and have it come to me where I can search than it is for me to physically go to a local comic book store. Hopefully they have what I want, hope so they don't have to order it, and then find it and buy it. It's easier to search digitally, but I feel like it's better to support that because I like them in the community. But I don't know at what level, like, I don't know. I don't know what I'm asking. I'm curious. That the $15 an hour thing hit me as, like a lot of companies locally don't do that, but we had a conversation like, don't support them. Like, well, why? Is it because they're evil? Or because you think they're evil? Because they don't pay enough? Because, like, you support Walmart and they suck. But also, Walmart is seen as not a good place, too. So,
I think the other the reason people talk about buying local a lot is has to do with, you know, buying things that aren't shipped around and the total cost on the environment and things like that. So, like, the idea of if it was locally grown, for example, you talk about, because... okay, maybe we didn't have to ship it and didn't have to, there wasn't the emissions from the oil tankers that, or the, you know what I mean, the boat that brought it here and that kind of shit.
Okay.
That's another reason people say it, but I don't know. I think the way you fix that is you charge more for pollution. You penalize people for things that you don't want, and then people will naturally avoid it.
Okay.
But we want Adam to be taken care of, so when I buy stuff from Amazon and I want to deliver it, I'm basically...
I don't deliver Amazon anymore.
You will in the future when Jeff takes over your company.
Now you said this podcast can go wild, all the people in Japan are going to stop ordering shit, then you're going to lose your job, and it's going to be your fault because you convinced people not to order stuff online. You're going to, it's, you know, you got to be careful what you wish for.
Yeah. You do have to be careful what you wish for.
Yeah, because wish spells are notoriously, like, backfireable.
Yes.
That's bullshit. It's ninth level. Come on, just let me have something.
Well, just get your fucking, your lawyer from the City of Brass to look over the contract. He'll be fine.
Rage lawyer.
So there was an 8-year-old in Sweden that was swimming along the lake, and she felt something, and she picked it up, and it was a 1,500-year-old Viking sword.
Oh, fuck, Sweden?
Yeah.
She's
yeah.
the new queen of Sweden. They have a monarchy still.
So, yeah. Yeah.
So, she's 8. I gotta wait 8 years to marry her, and then I become king consort of Sweden. Sweet. All right.
But connecting it back to earlier, her name is Saga.
Oh, my God. That's a fucking cool name, too.
Yeah, Saga Vanishik. Found the relic in the Video Stern Lake near her family's holiday home in Yongkoping County.
Why did you say it in a Chinese way?
Well, I see Yang Kolping.
The Mongols were there. Shut up. They did it.
But, yeah, and they basically say the level of the water was extremely low at the time, owing it to the drought, which is probably why she was able to uncover it.
Now, do you think it's a cursed weapon and they were trying to get rid of it because it was cursed, or do you think it was part of a Viking funeral?
Everybody knows if it was cursed, you chop it up into 8 parts and then scatter those parts across the world.
It's true.
It's a good idea. Right. Did you see they found a brooch there too?
Yeah, her discovery led the museum and local council to care for like a 3rd century brooch.
They fucking found a magic sword and a magic brooch. That's a good find for an 8-year-old.
But they gotta identify it and stuff like that. It's all like, yeah, gotta identify it. She's gonna like hit that sword against thing, and it's just gonna crack. All this stuff's gonna crack out and be still shiny.
If there,
she's gonna go kill them wolves.
If there is not a push through the lay people to push her as the new queen of Sweden, I'll be very disappointed with Sweden.
I'm really curious about how her future will be. Maybe she'll be a monarch, probably not. But will she say from this day forward, like, she'll just get super excited about history and searching for relics? Or will she be like, yeah, I found it. I thought it was a stick at first. Let's go play Fortnite. Like, I could see it either way.
No way. I know exactly what's going to happen to her. It's going to be awesome. Right here. That's what's happening to her. Bow, bow. Relic hunter.
That's true. That is pretty cool. The relic hunter.
I don't know. That's a good question, because I was talking to somebody. Who was I talking to at work? We were talking about how we were like molded when we were little, and like the reason why I wanted to do history is because of video games I played that were historical when I was little, and I was like, this is cool. I want to learn more about that. So that's a good point.
And it's weird what sticks, because you are exposed to many things, and then you kind of go like, that's good point. Some people say that's cool, and the other person sees it and just doesn't give a shit. So it's kind of interesting how those things pop out as interest. Maybe she'll be a like super relic hunter. That would be pretty cool.
Oh, man. Relic hunters. Everybody loves those.
So the current crown princess of Sweden is Victoria. She's 41. She should definitely take her as a adopted child. I don't care who her real parents are. And then she should like make her the new princess. It'd be awesome. I'll get in touch with her.
Is this like a special sword? Is this just like a million swords and like constantly people are turning over? And
no,
they,
it's
like
a 1500-year-old sword. That's about the time that fucking Arthur would have been around, and he went to fucking Sweden and he threw his sword in.
Avalon was somewhere far away from.
It's true.
England,
just cross the
cross the water.
Cross the water, yeah, it's the North
Sea. Yep, does she have kids? God damn it, we have to kill her kids.
What?
If she has kids? Oh, Prince Oscar, sorry.
It's not always easy to do the right thing.
No, but actually, there's a way we can get a fucking Cessus Belli on her crown, and we'll be able to do this. I'm telling you.
What's a cessus whatever?
Legal right of war based on a claim that you have.
Oh, her and her neighbors get together, clanking their fucking lawn tools.
Why's it gotta be lawn tools, you son of a bitch? Yeah,
well, she's got a rusty old sword, I'm sorry.
That's what it looks like until she starts wielding it.
Oh, of course. That's what it reveals its true power.
Yep. Yeah. All right, cool. What else? Anything else going on, or we covered the gambit?
Might have covered it.
That's pretty good.
Everything I got.
Ryan, do you have any interesting things about robots?
Oh, I do. I would tell you about some cool stuff.
I already gave you a robot thing.
But this is a different kind of robot.
I'm going to actually go with machine learning. I'm going to tell you about something you don't know. I'm going to tell you about this new, cool, interesting thing that they did. They took this concept of they have this motion capture technology where they actually watch people moving, and the computers are able to figure out how to make a 3D model out of it, which is pretty useful for making movies and shit like that. And so there's been research on that, and they've made a lot of good progress. And then they also have this technology, this machine learning thing, where they figured out how to like apply textures onto models. Okay, so they were like, okay, how do I apply textures to this thing? And the computers were able to do it pretty well. So some group, like, mixed these two things together. They did a research study on this, and they actually did motion capture on, like, people dancing, and then they took the texture of other people, so they captured, you know, they took other images of moving, like, people, and then they were able to transfer from one to the other. So the end effect was they took a good dancer, videotaped them, and then they put this terrible a person who's normally a terrible dancer and superimposed their bodies on it and made it look like they're, like, super pimp dancers and shit. And this is, like, first level of how this is doing, and it's pretty good. And this is the kind of thing where you'll be able to, like, make a video of, like, you can basically frame someone to do basically anything. All you have to do is have a camera and a picture of them, and bam, you got yourself, you know, instant video of anybody doing anything.
That's very sweet, actually.
Doesn't our government already do that?
They do, but now they can do it more convincingly with video.
Now anybody can do it, right?
Exactly.
This is pretty good. Yeah, you could do anything. You could, like, motion capture and have Ryan asking out somebody who's not white, and then it would be like a thing that's never happened, and it would be pretty sweet.
That isn't happened, because I've, like, only asked out, like, three people.
I rest but my point.
And they were not based on racial prejudice.
You're right. Racial preferences is a better word.
Yeah.
Oh, this is sweet, though, actually. It's pretty neat. Huh. It looks a little bit off, but yeah, you're right. It's definitely first generation, but it's easy to fucking figure out, isn't it? Or it won't be easy, but easy. Once you have it, you can, like, modify it and stuff. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, you can see how they'll get better with it, you know. This first try is pretty good.
My favorite guy is the fucking, like, Asian dude that looks all nerdy. He's awesome.
Then he starts doing ballerina dances, which is pretty sweet. My favorite part is when the actors that can't dance, like, do movements so they can get captures, and they're just, like, terrible
options. Right, yeah. That's cool. Cool. What's this, Dave?
Basically, it's just a picture of the most Googled medical symptoms by state.
What's the best one?
It's pretty good. It's I would have to say the best one is Wisconsin. The most Googled medical symptom is light colored poop.
Light colored poop. It's just a funny thing to say.
That's funny. Why? There's some weird ones. Fucking Tennessee's pregnancy cravings.
Right.
Fucking yeah, South but it's Carolina. Funny that what is
South Carolina. Dark green color, dark green stool.
Dark green stool. there's a lot of irritable. Minnesota's irritable.
Yep, irritable. I mean, that a lot sense. Of stress. I mean, but I just like the uncircumcised problems. I mean, that.
Wait, what? That's at Indiana? It's at Indiana.
Indiana, Illinois, it's got across it. Yeah, so that's pretty funny. Uncircumcised problems. Oh, shit.
New Mexico is phlegm?
Yep.
I like...
reminds me of another one that I saw where it was, what do people hate the most by state? And I think, Minnesota was drinking alone. tapas is in one of them, polo shirts.
Tapas.
Feminism is.
That's
Utah
like...
is porn.
That surprised me. I like how the East Coast, it's all like stress. How do I get away from stress?
Oh, yeah, that is funny. Night sweats?
Night sweats!
Oh.
Yeah. Alright, that's cool. I like it. All right, well, should we leave it with that?
Yeah.
All right, Adam, bring us home, baby.
Well, Chris, did you know you could find us on Facebook at Geeks Next Door on Facebook?
I did.
Or you could check us out on the intertubes webs at geeksnextdoor.xyz. Also, send us an email at thegeeksnextdoor.ftw, that's for the win, Chris, at gmail.com.
Yeah, good job. I love it. Inner tubes are amazing. We're going to need to go inner tubing down the internet if you're serious.
Right,
Everybody have a good week. Enjoy Venom. Apparently it's Sutton Records, and because the power trip says so. So everyone have a good night.
Bye.
Bye.